Janos Starker got his first cello when he was 6 years old. He began teaching music when he was eight. Now 80, Janos Starker continues what he began as a little boy in Hungary. He still plays and teaches at Indiana University. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports the world-renowned cellist has just written his memoir.
It's called, rather grandly, The World of Music, according to Starker. But he's entitled. Janos Starker has spent more than 7 decades studying music, playing it, recording it. It takes a full 33 pages of the memoir to list all of Starker's commercial recordings. And of those 33 pages, a full 5 are devoted to his recordings of Bach.
Bach is the richest source of everything that happened until then and since then in music. The only way I describe Bach is that it's like a treasure hunt for a lifetime, because no matter how many times you played it and recorded it, you always find something different in it. First time I recorded Bach was in the early 50s, and the last one was in the 90s. It changed all through the decades.
Sometimes Bach can sound very mechanical. I bet that's because it's not being played well.
It's one of those arguments that will go on and on and on as long as music is performed. Which approach to Bach is the right or wrong? I only believed in one thing, that whatever you do has to be convincing at the time.
Convincing.
That any musical performance has to be not predictable, but inevitable. If it's predictable, it becomes cheap. If it's inevitable, then it's convincing.
Please tell us some conductor stories. Fritz Reiner, obviously you so admire him. You played for him for 4 years when he was in charge of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and then he took you with him to Chicago, and you stayed there with that symphony for 5 years. You write that he was the greatest you ever worked with, met, or even heard.
Yes, but of course I always qualified that he was not necessarily the greatest performing artist. When he was satisfied with the general rehearsal, the concert itself was sometimes a little bit dull.
Huh.
Perfect, but dull. Because he was not necessarily inspired to produce for the sake of the audiences what he already attained in the morning. But if the rehearsal was not up to his expectation, then the concert was a stunning and exciting evening.
So you musicians probably hoped for a really lousy rehearsal.
Sometimes we were not concentrating to make sure that the concert will be more exciting. But it was it. He never conducted a bad concert.
When you look back on your life and also your career, Mr. Starker, do you hear it? Do you hear musical passages when you think back to a certain time in your life?
Well, it's not just that, but every night at my age, you don't sleep through the night. So between 2 and 4 in bed in the darkness, I usually practice certain passages of the literature in my mind.
On your way to the studio there today, was there music in your head? Were you practicing something in your mind?
No, at that time I was listening to NPR.
Oh, phooey. I didn't set you up for that. But, I asked that of Pavarotti once, and he said, yes, I have music in my head all the time, and I'm going over this, that, the other.
All my life. Every day I tell to one of the students that they're having trouble with a certain passage. Don't sit with the cello, but either look at the music and sing it to yourself, or just close your eyes and imagine those passages that's causing you difficulty. So practice in your head.
Let me ask you this, back to Bach. You've spent the better part of your life playing Bach, and it's stunning to hear how you feel performing him has changed over the years. Is it that your ears are getting better, your fingers are getting stiffer, his music keeps revealing itself? What is it?
All in the above. But in the meantime, in the last 10 years, I have received Bach cello suites played on the zither, on trumpet. Just recently I received a recording from a young Russian woman who starts a Bach suite with and improvisation, and then eventually goes and plays the suite. And all helps to get sometimes even novel ideas that why not?
Why not?
When students play one of the existing 90 different editions of Bach, it teaches one to be liberal.
And humble too, I bet.
Without humbleness, one couldn't go through this kind of a life.
Janos Starker. His new memoir is called The World of Music According to Starker. 5 years ago, 175 cellists all performed for Starker in honor of his 75th birthday. The musicians included his children, his sons-in-law, as well as former students and admirers. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.